Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Help you do that. Help. Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here with The Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. And I mean that, you know, you got to get engaged. You really have to be involved, you really have to be engaged. It's the only way you're really going to get a feel and an understanding for what's going on and what you have to do to fix it and change it. You know, a lot of people will say to me, I don't know what I can do to change this. I don't know what I can do to make a difference. Well, the only way that's going to change, the only way you're going to fix that is for you to get engaged, to get involved. So people know, so you know what it takes. You know what help is needed. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. You know, I get all excited during the breaks and I put up the stories that I want to do and then... I go, no, I'm going to do this one. There is a boatload going on out there that you need to be aware with. You need to be aware of. And you heard earlier that Brad Dacus talked about some of the cases he's had to deal with. And this case is a big deal. A Virginia teacher must be reinstated from leave after telling the school board that he wouldn't address transgender students by their pronouns. Now, this was according to a federal judge. Now, again, this is going to be a problem across the country. And some of you who don't agree, you don't have to. I don't care. But again, I come back to, is science now not settled? Is biology not settled? Are genes not settled? So it doesn't matter what you're born with or parts or pieces you're born with. You are what you decide you're going to be when you finally make the decision. And even that's not set in stone. So I guess birth certificates now are going to be done in pencil so you can erase them. The court granted Tanner Cross a request for temporary injunction, saying the school district must allow him to return to his position and stop banning him from the Loudoun County Public School property. Judge James Plowman Jr. wrote that he granted the injunction because Cross rights to speech and religious liberty are central to the case. I agree. No question about it. And not even that. Forget the free speech. I want to come back to science again. When do we apply science? So does the left only get to apply it when they decide that's true? Not even scientifically. Just because they feel like it's true. Now, Cross, in case you didn't know about the story, he was suspended after voicing his objection to a proposed policy on how to address transgender students. Cross told the Loudoun County School Board that he believed following the policy would be an abuse of a child. And, from a religious standpoint, sinning. The court said that Cross comments are considered a protected speech and the district did not prove his comments caused any significant disruption. The school district said later Tuesday that they had no comment on the ruling. Of course they didn't, because they're probably going to appeal it, and they can't say anything yet. Multiple school board members received death threats, and security will be heightened at the school board meetings. A bomb squad conducted a sweep of the administration building. Now, Cross's suspension and reinstatement is one of several controversies in the school district. several months, some parents have opposed the district's implementation of critical race theory, of which I'm also opposed to. Look, it's false history. It's fake. It's not built on any reality whatsoever. The academic framework for addressing race in the class. Look, there are only three things that CRT is stuck on. And I'm not joking. I mean actually stuck on. If you go check it out on your own. One, race is the most important thing about you. Well, actually, it's not. Race rather than merit should be the main hiring factor. And racism is present in every single interaction. Not true. Not true. If those three things are true in your mind, in your world, you need psychiatric care. Because it's not true in mine. And with the people I hang with, for the most part, I mean, there's a bunch of them I could swear to that on. Not true in mine either. I guess we'll get back to that in a minute. Because I can go off on that one too right now as well. But the suspension, again, of a teacher, and I'm going to go back to forget his religious freedom for a second. Not that it doesn't matter. But just the mere fact that freedom of speech, number one. And two, how does he look at a child in his class? Born a male or born a female, whatever. And knowing science, knowing what reality is, look at that child, and that child says, well, I want you to call me a unicorn today. I want you to call me a female today. I mean, how does that make sense? Where does that make sense? Gender dysphoria is real, and it requires help. It doesn't require you giving into it. It requires help. And you know what? The funny thing about it, I'll take all kinds of garbage for this locally. I don't care. So if some of you are listening locally, I don't care. I'm going to do what's right by the kids. Everybody should do what's right by the kids. And that's like giving them what they want just because they want it. Now, cross the suspension of reinstatement is one of several controversies in the school district. Right? And we're back to critical race theory again. Right, when it started in the 70s, became more organized in the 80s and 90s. And frankly, this is just so crazy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Throw you a couple of nitwits.
We are back. Listen to the Real Fellow GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the computer. Okay, you heard us talking about critical race theory. And you would think a lot of young people would be all for this thing. Yeah, it makes sense to us. Come on, let's do it, right? But one of my favorite places to go for information about what's going on in college campuses across the country is Campus Reform. They've got it together. They got the young people out there. We've had them on the show plenty of times in the past. And seriously, we need to start paying attention to them. We need to start paying attention because, I mean, the young people... You know, they're the ones that are going to be deciding. My uncle used to say it all the time. Be nice to young people because they're going to figure out eventually what nursing home you're going into. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've got a clip from them. They're out on college campuses. They're taking the pulse of the kids out there. Let's take a listen and get a feel for truly if these kids are informed and what they want to do for you or with you.
Hi, Ophelia Jacobson with Campus Reform. Today we're at George Washington University talking with students about critical race theory. Do students know what it is, and will they agree with three of the most basic principles of critical race theory? Plus, do they think we should be teaching this in our schools? Let's find out. Do you guys know what critical race theory is?
No, we're not quite sure.
No? No, same.
I don't.
No, not exactly.
I do not.
No, I don't.
I don't.
I think I have a decent idea about it, but honestly, I can't say I'm an expert on the subject.
So I'm going to read you a series of statements that kind of explains the basis of critical race theory, and then for each statement, I want you to tell me if you agree or disagree with it.
Okay.
So the first statement is, the most important thing about you is your race. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
Disagree, yeah.
Disagree.
Disagree as well.
I disagree. I just feel like there's a lot to everybody and race isn't.
You know, this is great because the left is failing. And not totally. You've got some of the whacks, but they're failing to get these kids on board with them to believe, to understand that race, it's all about race. It's not all about race. The color of your skin has absolutely nothing to do with your character. Nothing to do with what kind of person you become. Nothing at all. I know people, and for those of you who are listening by radio and you can't see the clip, these are kids from all walks, or young people, I'll say, from all walks of life. They're black, they're white, they're Asian. They're, you heard one, I think he's Armenian. Ooh, is that racist? Because I'm guessing by his accent when he was. Go pound sand.
Race is a very important thing, but it's not the only important thing.
There's more to a person than the race that is constructed by society. I mean, people can view themselves differently. It doesn't have to be, just don't agree with that.
I disagree. I think there's so much more stuff that's more important, like your personality and how you are to other people.
So the second one is, race rather than merit should be the main factor in hiring decisions.
Ooh. No, not the most important thing that people look at, but, ooh.
I disagree.
I disagree.
Yeah, I disagree because that shouldn't be of any importance.
No, I disagree. People should be hired based on their skills because at the end of the day, the job that you do has nothing to do with race. That.
Amen. Has absolutely nothing to do with your color. We actually had a city council person in Los Angeles City that decided when she showed up, I've told you guys the story before, but I can't help myself. She showed up at a summer, a pool, city-run pool. The problem was that the lifeguards did not reflect who was swimming in the pool. The lifeguards were almost 80% white, yet there were almost no white kids in the pool. They were all blacks and Hispanics. My first comment would have been, so what? Don't you want a lifeguard that can save your butt no matter what color they are? And when that was explained to her, was that the lifeguards are chosen by the ones that, they start at the top of the list and work their way down, she didn't care. And I never did a follow-up of that story, and I should have. But she didn't care. All she cared about was the color of the skin of the lifeguards. Stupid and ignorant.
You're categorized in.
And last statement is, racism is in every single interaction that we have as Americans. Do you believe that?
No, I don't believe that. I know it's very apparent and present in the United States, but it's not in every single interaction.
I don't know if I can say yes or no to that.
I don't know if that's true necessarily.
Do you think it's present in every single interaction?
No, not every single interaction, though.
You know, knowing all of these things, knowing that these statements come from critical race theory, what if I were to tell you that all three of these statements are being taught to college kids, to kids in K-12 in this country? Would you be surprised at this being taught?
Yeah, I'm really surprised that it's being taught, and I don't think that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is a little surprising, because I feel like there's been a lot of reform in that realm, but yet the education systems aren't picking up on that.
Do you think this is something we should be teaching our kids?
No, not necessarily.
No, I don't believe that should be taught. Just it's not really a good way to think about things.
You know, looking at Martin Luther King Jr., everything that he's done for this movement, he always said we shouldn't judge each other based on the color of one's skin. Do you think this is what he envisioned for America?
No, I mean, obviously you should be aware of race, but if you fixate on it so much to the point that you see nothing else than the other human being, then...
I have hope again. And you know what I mean by that. I'm not trying to be mean, I'm not trying to be nasty, but I have hope again. You know, when you got young people of all colors and walks of life on a campus hearing these stories, hearing what's being taught, saying, no, no, that's wrong. I have hope again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And this is where you grandparents, aunts, uncles, and moms and dads, if you don't agree with this, you better be showing up at your schools. You better be talking to, you know, people. Oh, you better be electing the proper legislatures. Because in some areas, it's the state that pushes down the curriculum to the local school boards. Some school boards around the country are true education boards. They decide what the kids learned and how they learned. So you better make sure you take the time to find out who's running for what and who you're voting for. Otherwise, you're going to have a problem. I mean, you're hearing it. You're seeing it right now. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You know, and if you want the text messaging, simple. Text TRS to 77222. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive. Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has passed a massive tech and manufacturing bill aimed at keeping the United States competitive with China. The $250 billion measure contains money to bolster the research and manufacturing of semiconductors and overhauls the National Science Foundation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the bill will enable the U.S. to out-innovate, out-produce, and out-compete the world in the industries of the future. The measure now moves over to the House. and former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe will vie for a second term in the fall, McAuliffe winning Tuesday's Democratic primary by a landslide over four challengers, taking more than 60% of the vote. He'll face Republican Glenn Youngkin in November's general election. Virginia is the only state with a gubernatorial election this fall, and the state is considered a bellwether for the next year's midterm elections. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Feel the rhythm now. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. We should be singing together, you and me. Come on, baby.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. All right. Since we're on it. You know, the left, I keep telling you that they still have Trump derangement syndrome, even though he's gone. Remember when Barack Obama took office? Right, everything that went wrong for the first couple, for the first couple of years, was all George Bush's fault, and everything that was right was Trump's fault, was because of Obama. And then when Obama got out, we were in bad shape. So Trump comes in, starts turning things around, and all of a sudden, everything that was going right was because of Obama, and everything that was going wrong was because of Trump. It was great. It was a perfect example of what I tell you they always do. And when you think about it, it's that narcissism thing. I can't do anything wrong. I'm always right. If all it took was Obama leaving office for everything to get better, and he loved this country, why didn't he just leave earlier? Yeah, just asking a question. So right now you've got a Washington Post writer who says that too many people are still underestimating the Trump threat. But this is the same woman you heard about today who actually had the guts to say, I should put it that way, that the American flags were oppressive to her. She was worried about them. She was, listen for yourself so you know I'm not making it up as I go. You know what I mean? Okay. All I need to do is to unmute it, right? Okay. Let's try that again.
I think this is another area where Democrats really need to get serious about talking about what this threat is. I think you said it really well, Joe, a minute ago, where you talked about the need to stop being surprised by all of this and start taking it seriously. You know, it's really concerning to me that the Democrats haven't just gone ahead at this point and said we're doing this on our own in terms of getting a commission together to explain to the American people how we allowed the insurrection to take place in the Capitol. I think that really needs to move forward swiftly.
You know, I'd like to see two done. Let the Dems put theirs together. Then let the Republicans put theirs together. Let's see who will be lying, who will be able to prove what they have to say. That I'd like to see.
You know, the reality is here that we have a large percentage of the American population. I don't know how big it is, but we have tens of millions of Trump voters who continue to believe that their rights as citizens are under threat by simple virtue of having to share the democracy with others.
Is she for real? I mean, she's an op-ed writer for the Washington Post, which shows you why the Washington Post, and she's on MSNBC, which shows you she has pretty much no credibility whatsoever, right? I mean, by the mere fact that, you know, we want to share, we've always wanted to share democracy. I go back to people making fun of Ronald Reagan, but, you know, it was the Democrats that lied to Reagan and the rest of the country when he gave amnesty to 3 million illegals. And the Democrats promised to do a whole bunch of stuff that they reneged on. They never did. They never funded the wall. They never funded the new immigration policies. They wouldn't even vote on them. They lied to us. They lied to Reagan. And you want to talk about shared democracy? Lady, look at California. The Democrats have total control of California. What do we have? We've got the highest homeless rate. Highest tax rates for gases? I mean, I can go on and on and on. So I don't know what utopia you think you're talking about or what pills you're taking to make you think you're in a utopia. Democrats don't want to share anything. They never have.
I think that as long as they see Americanness as the same as one with whiteness, this is going to continue. We have to.
Isn't it funny how they get to think for us? We can't think for them, but they can think for us. So America, in her mind, Trump people think that America is one with whiteness. Well, I'm a Trump person, and I don't think America is one with whiteness. I think America truly is a mixing pot. You guys hate that term. I come from a family of immigrants. I grew up around other immigrant families, people that came here from Russia and Ireland and Germany. So I don't see it as whiteness. You do. You guys bring it in on a regular basis. You think it's because we ignore it. No, but as you just heard, it is not at the top of the list.
To figure out how to get every American a place at the table in this democracy, but how to separate Americanness, America, from whiteness. Until we can confront that and talk about that, this is really going to continue. I was on Long Island this weekend visiting a really dear friend, and I was really disturbed. I saw, you know, dozens and...
Oh, listen. This is great. Listen to what disturbed her. All right? I mean, this shows you... This isn't Trump derangement syndrome, by the way. This is American derangement syndrome. This is U.S. derangement syndrome. They hate this country. I keep telling you that. You don't agree.
Disturbed. I saw, you know, dozens and dozens of pickup trucks with, explicatives against Joe Biden.
You know, I would love to have her on my show. She's more than welcome to come on anytime. Did you complain about the dozens and dozens of protesters who had F Trump, who gave little kids 12-year-old signs that said F Trump in parades? Did you care about that? Or that didn't bother you at all? Because little kids should learn how to use profanity at 7, 8, 9 years old, right? You probably believe that too, don't you? This is the sickness that they suffer from. Yes, they suffer from.
On the back of them, yep. Trump yep. flags, and some cases just dozens of American flags, which...
Oh, no! Dozens of American flags? We can't have that on American soil. We can't have that in pickup trucks, because that's just a sign of whiteness. Apparently, an American flag in the back of a pickup truck is white supremacist.
Dozens of American flags, which... You know, it's also just disturbing because essentially the message was clear. It was, this is my country. This is not your yeah. country. I own this. And so until we're ready to have that conversation.
Now, see, she's not ready to have that conversation. Not at all. She wants to dictate the conversation. And matter of fact, you can't even call it a conversation because conversation is two-way. She is bent on the fact that anything that has to do with an American flag has to do with whiteness. The fact that people are proud to be Americans, to them, means that people are proud to be a white supremacist. How are you going to deal with it? When I do a parade with nothing but blacks and Hispanics in it who are proud to be Americans, you going to call them white supremacists? You going to get on their case? Because I know a lot. I won't call them African Americans because, unlike the left, I don't lump everybody in the same bucket. And they don't want to be called African Americans. A lot of black folks say, look, I'm not from Africa. I don't know where Africa is on a map. I don't care. My people weren't from Africa. They're from Belize or somewhere along those lines. Jamaica, the Caribbeans, whatever. But they're the ones that want to lump people together. They're the ones who want to pigeonhole people. But you see how that is? If you are proud of this country, if you are proud of that, I am proud of this country. I am proud that my parents chose this country to come to. I think this is the greatest country on the planet, all right? And for those of you who think that that's just supremacist, no. You need to start thinking about what did we do, what did we come out of, what did we turn around? At one point in time, we were the most powerful country on this planet. If we wanted to wipe out most of the world and take them over, we could have done it, but we didn't. That's how nasty and bad we are. We were the first ones to legally get rid of slavery. But you don't talk about that, do you? There are so many rights that wrongs that we turn around and work hard to make right. But you guys don't care about that. You really don't. And I know that. You're not interested. Maybe I can get my breath back enough to finish this up on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can get... That's the other thing. Get involved. Really that simple. Just get involved. And then once you get involved, you'll get engaged, you'll get informed, you'll know what to do. I mean, seriously. Yeah, somebody in the chat room. You're right. I forgot. I didn't forget about it, but I forgot to mention it. Was, you know, that float with Trump in the diaper. He's a nasty. He's at the left side about Trump. That's all okay. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Part of the solution. Seriously. The way you do... come on. You know how to do that. I don't have to spoon feed you guys anymore, do I? You know how you do that, right? Anyway, some of you... I hope some of you were as disturbed... I mean, these people are still stuck on Trump. You know what they're worried about? See, they've got to bring him down even further, because what they have to do is they've got to try to discredit him. So anybody he gets behind him, we just swept Texas. Hardcore Democrat areas of Texas voted Republican for the first time in 20 years. Right? I mean, it's just amazing. And again... they can't get away from Donald Trump. He's like such a thorn in their flesh. Now, anyways, back to the Washington Post. Mara Gay, she was the one that wrote this piece. The reality here is, she says, a large percentage of the American population, I don't know how big it is, but we have tens of millions of Trump voters. Actually, lady 80 million Trump voters who continue to believe that their rights and citizens are under threat by simple virtue of having to share democracy. It's not true. No, no, no. They believe that their rights are under threat because you keep them from going to church. You keep them from being together. They can't pray in public. That's just the religious side. You keep them from going to worship services at their own church. If they're willing to take a shot at COVID-19 because they want to go to worship. See, unlike the godless left, we believe in a God that protects us. We believe in a God that wants us to worship. We believe in doing what he says to do. Let me just put it to you real bluntly. True believers will do what God wants them to do, even if it means their own death. If God calls you to sacrifice your life for somebody else, then you better be sure. But, I mean, I'm going a little over the top here on purpose. You, if you truly believe that the creator of the universe, the one that loves you, the one that sent his son for you, wants you to give your life, your money, your fortune, whatever, for others, you do it. They don't have that. They don't know what to do with that. They're gods of the gods of Mount Democrat. Schumer. Pelosi. Waters. That's their gods. Obama. Right? I mean, think about all this. Think about where they're coming from. And what they push. And what's her name? Mika Brzezinski. Right? She's her own. You know, on the Morning Joe. And this same person. Mara Gay. She finally, you know, even her own people came against her. Roasted her for claiming the Dave Rubin show. Now, I'm not good friends with Dave Rubin, but I know him. Regularly hosts white supremacists. Really? Like who? She can't tell you, I'm sure. I mean, she thinks she has a clue. Yeah, whatever. Knock it off. But she, you know, she, what is it, Andrew Yang? She thinks he's a white supremacist? And basically she can only come up with one, right? I just love it. I think this is hilarious. They're just so out of control with their own minds. They can't control their minds enough. Not to sound stupid, not to sound ignorant. I don't want to use the word stupid for them. Ignorant. Now, she also goes on to say that this is a real concern because you know the Trump voters who are not going to get on board with democracy. They're a minority. You can marginalize them long term, but if we don't take the threat seriously, then I think we're all going to be in real bad shape. You hear that? You can marginalize them. Right? Democracy, I love that. Do they even know what that means? First of all, we're a republic. Right? We're a representative government. They don't even understand what that means. Think about most of the Democrat, the old timers. They will tell you they know what's best for us. Pelosi will tell you she knows what's best for you. Just leave her alone. She's smart. She is the best legislator. I've got that soundbite of her talking about herself. She is the best. Just ask her. She'll tell you. It's really sad. And, you know, and again, when you listen to them and how they talk about us, there's a hate there. Because they don't understand. They just don't understand. No, it's not a matter that they don't want to understand. They really cannot grasp it. Look at AOC with her grandma. Right? She couldn't grasp. She can't understand that she's got the ability to help out grandma, but she doesn't want to do it because she thinks the government should do it. Well, the government, how much of the tax rolls, lady, do you want to live off of, the tax rolls? You're getting paid by the government. Your expenses are being taken care of by the government. You want us to pay for your grandma's house? also. And as usual, Mary Gay, she couldn't provide, even when she was being asked, she could provide absolutely no proof behind her claim of the white supremacists that show up on Dave Rubin's show. Right? And Andrew Yang, how could she call Andrew Yang a white supremacist? I mean, seriously. And she won't apologize. She's been called up, but she won't apologize. They never do. Really, no, they never do. And they never will. But I'm one of those people who pushes non-apologies as well. I always say the same thing, because if you apologize to them, they take it as a sign of weakness, and they will run you into the ground with that one apology forever. That's the big problem there. Hey, any of you... Yeah, no, I'll save that for later. That one's too much fun to not have enough time to pull it off. But anyway, the Obama says the cancel culture has gone overboard. My God, for once, I'm on board with him. He's yelling at his people, saying that now he's not doing it for the right reasons. We all know why he's doing it. Stop expecting everybody to be perfect. In one of his little speeches. Because he sees what's happening inside his party, that they're being torn apart, right? With the far left, the Democrat Socialists, he sees what's going on, right? The former President Barack Obama took to aim at the dangers of cancel culture when he was interviewed on earlier this week. He doubled down on earlier warnings against ideological purity tests that have been weaponized by much of the left and against the left in years. During an interview with Anderson Cooper, you know, one of his buddies, the 44th president urged party activists to reconsider a culture of canceling. Said those who run afoul of their worldview, adding that he believes his daughters and generation understands that people have gone overboard in demanding perfection. At least in conversations with my daughter, he says, I think that a lot of the dangers of cancel culture, and we're just going to be condemning people all the time. That's the only thing we'll be able to do. He said, among my daughters, they will acknowledge sometimes among their peer group or on college campuses that people have gone overboard. Now, Obama said his two daughters, 19-year-old Sasha and 22-year-old Malia, they have a pretty good sense of, look, we don't expect everybody to be perfect. Former president raised his eyebrows in 2019 when he first spoke out against what he called woke virtue signaling. Told an audience in Chicago that activists should get over their obsession with flawed ideology. Yeah, you got to give him credit. He's right there. And he said it to young people, but they didn't listen. They weren't going to listen. He's old news now. No, think about it. He doesn't fit in with his own party now. They won't even go further left than he wants to go, and he's pretty far left to begin with. He says the idea of purity and that you'll never compromise and that you'll always be politically woke and all that stuff, you need to get over it. The world is messy. There are ambiguities. People who really good stuff have flaws. People who are fighting may love their kids and share certain things with you, but you're not going to be on the same page all the time. You know, really seriously. I mean, a lot of people dislike him immensely. I do too. But there's always, whether he's truly on the same page as us or not, these are words of wisdom. These are words that we need to keep pushing. Talk to, I don't want to give his name. We were talking to somebody today. His daughter went to college, a conservative, came back a flaming liberal. That's what you expect. I already told you that. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Write it down for later on. Come on. 855-732-5563. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. You've been listening to The Real Side.